When I first started drinking, it was fun, it was exciting, you know, it allowed me to do things that I wouldn't normally be able to do or have the courage to do. And the other thing is my friends were all doing exactly the same thing, you know, grew up in, you know, a well-run household, and there was no alcoholism in my family as far as I know, but you know, at some point in my drinking career, for want of a better word, I struggled to be able to stop on my own, and I was using it for more than just, you know, in social circumstances. You know, I was using it to change the way I felt for the better, and I didn't really know, you know, I didn't notice or even realise that I had an issue with drink until I tried to stop, and then when it became apparent that I couldn't stop on my own, I tried lots of different, you know, sort of counselling, and I've tried controlling it for myself. You know, I think I thought that, you know, drinking was like a moral issue. You know, if I applied my willpower enough, I would be able to control it and stop myself. But it was just too difficult to stop on my own. You know, I felt so much better being drunk than being sober. You know, why wouldn't I want to stay drunk all the time? And, you know, it doesn't stay like that forever. My friends and family, you know, they would tell me that I've got an issue. But, you know, it was only when I decided that I wanted to do something about my drinking that, that I did. And, you know, thank God Alcoholics Anonymous was there for me, really. You know, I think what kept me out of the rooms of AA was, you know, I think I had a stereotypical view about what an alcoholic was. You know, I think I always pictured, you know, the street drinker or the person who slept on a park bench. And I think I felt all the while I wasn't that person. You know, I wasn't an alcoholic, but, you know, it can affect anyone, you know, anyone from any walk of life, any background, any social standing. You know, we have all sorts of people in Alcoholics Anonymous, and, you know, alcoholism doesn't discriminate from one person to the next. And what I found was I was welcomed into Alcoholics Anonymous. It wasn't as bad as what I thought. You know, I had a preconceived idea about what meetings were like and what the AA program was just through what I'd seen on TV. But other than that, there was nothing. There was no evidence to suggest that it was going to be anything other than a room full of people talking. But you know, it's a lot more than that. It's changed my life for the better. You know, it was, you know, I was addicted to alcohol. You know, I still continue to go to meetings. You know, and to help newcomers, and you know, that is really the bright spot of our lives these days. You know, we continue to stay sober by helping newcomers, and you know, it's not as daunting as what you might think. You know, if I kind of thought that being part of Alcoholics Anonymous would be almost like the end of my life, you know, the end of my social life. It meant that I wouldn't be able to go to parties or weddings or anything like that in the future ever again. In actual fact, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous has shown me how to live my life sober. And, you know, that's how we stay sober, is by helping everyone else who wants to come along.